Say, you had a lot of old, worthless things that you were going to throw out. You'd say, oh, that's not good anymore. That's just... What would you call stuff like that? Just old, worthless, broken down things.
We just call it rubbish or trash.
Uh-huh. Well, and what about a little room that's used to store odds and ends in? Things that you don't know what to do with.
We had three of them. And they had disused furniture and old pictures and cracked china and old books, old window shades, remnants of wallpaper, mm-hmm. all sorts of things that eventually were thrown away.
Mm-hmm. What did you call that room? How would you refer to it?
Oddly enough, we call one of them the big room. It wasn't bigger than the others, but that's what we called it, the big uh-huh. one. And when we added a room to the house, when one of my brothers married, we just called that a plunder room.
Mm-hmm.
That had a great deal of space in it compared to the others.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, there was one on the east side downstairs, two on the east side downstairs. Oh, there were only two of them. That's right, two of them.
Talking about the daily housework that a woman would have to do, say if her house was in a big mess, you'd say she had to...
There was plenty of colored help in those days. I mean, post-slavery days.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't earn much, but it didn't cost them anything like what it costs anybody to live these days.
You had plenty of servants at your house?
Yeah, every household had a cook and a maid.
Mm-hmm.
The cook did the cooking, and the maid cleaned up and made fires and carried out the ashes and so forth.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that you sweep with, you'd call that a...
The what?
The thing that people used to sweep with.
Sleep in?
Sweep with.
Oh, brooms.
Uh-huh. And say if the broom was in the corner, and like in that corner there, and the door was open, so that the door was sort of hiding the broom, you'd say that the broom was where?
Behind the door.
Okay.
Although very few people are that careless about it. They generally put the broom in a closet where it wouldn't show.
Uh-huh. You had a lot of closets in your house, or...?
In our house, we had one.
Uh-huh.
And a little one under the stairs. That was in there before they were changed. A little one under the stairs, you had a stoop to get in under it.
Mm-hmm.
It's very small. It was a whole rubber shoes and umbrellas and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. And to get from the... you mentioned the stairs. What would you call it outside, from the ground up to the porch? Would you call that the stairs, too?
Stairs.
Mm-hmm. Or would you use you call it steps or stairs or stairway?
Well, usually, to correct myself, the steps from the inside walk in the yard up to the porch were called steps.
Mm-hmm.
Inside, from the first floor to the second, were stairs.
Mm-hmm. And